love or listum, we have a lover that needs your wisdom. This, I tell ya, brother, one could end it with the other. Love or listum.
So, if you know the show, you know every single Thursday at 7:55, we have a listener on who's going through something tumultuous in the relationship, and then we ask our listeners to help them out. What should she or he do? Love or list the guy or gal?
Yeah, exactly. Well, today's is a little bit different. It's almost too much of a good thing.
Yeah. Before we get to Stephanie, Sarah, do you think real quick that there's such thing as too much chivalry?
I know for me personally, I'm a very independent lady.
Mm-hmm.
I think for sure there's going to be too much chivalry for me at times, yes.
Stephanie, what's going on?
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I love your show. And so basically, okay, Jason and I, like, it's been about 3 months. And yeah, like, I don't know how to say this, but he is, like, way too, like, overly extra chivalrous. And I mean, at first, like, it was really sweet, absolutely, like, made me feel so good and so taken care of. And, like, he would do things like, you know, open doors and,
nice.
You know, pay. Yeah, really sweet. Pay for the dates, you know, and pull out the chair.
Pulling out the chair.
Yeah. That is fancy. My husband only does that when his parents are in the room.
That's old school cool. So what's the problem? This guy sounds great.
I mean, it was great. Like he sent flowers to the office, and all my coworkers are like, oh my gosh, how sweet, you're so lucky. But it's just that now it's getting out of hand is how I would put it. In March, we went to Mardi Gras, and he refused to let me drive, despite the fact that it was like my car, which I actually love driving. Like, I love driving my car.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, I want to drive. He's like, no, I'm driving. I'm the man. So he's
He said I'm the man. Also, that's 13 hours one way.
So 26 hours.
Yeah, I know. And then I was like, I felt like I really wanted to, but he was like, no, I'm doing this. And then this past weekend, this was really embarrassing. Okay, so we're out to dinner with our friends, and while at Clayton Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we know that place.
I love it. It's so good. And the waiter comes over, and he's like, what would you like? And he jumps in, and he orders for me. Like, he just ordered my meal. We didn't even talk about it. He just
you didn't even get to pick it?
I know. And then when the food came, get this, he attempts to cut my steak for me. Like,
what?
All of my friends. And I'm like, oh, my God. I felt like, am I a baby? Like, I was so awkward.
Oh, my God. How mortifying.
Hold on. Did he get through cutting the steak? Did he actually do it, or did you steal the plate back?
No, I swatted him away. I was like, do not do that. And so, I don't know. And it was in front of, like, our friends. It was so embarrassing.
Girl. Well, what did he say? What did he do when you swatted him away?
I mean, I turned red as a beet, I'm sure. And, like, I don't even remember. I, like, blacked out.
No, not you. What did he do?
Yeah. I think he, like, still tried to, like, get a cut in. Like, he still tried to, like...
Desperation
like,
steak
he's like,
cut.
He's like, no!
Like, I think he still, like, went for it. I was just like, oh, my God. I was mortified.
Did your friends have anything to say? Like, did you get a spare moment with your friends? Did they comment on what they saw?
You know what? They said, like, everything with their looks.
I bet.
Like, I saw my girlfriends, like, they were, like, rolling the eyes and, like, shaking their heads. Like, no.
Yep.
No, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
You know? Yeah, I was so embarrassed. And I feel like... Yeah, I definitely feel like they voted negative on this guy. Like,
yep.
We talked later and they were commenting and, like, they couldn't believe it. I mean, when was the last time someone tried to cut your food?
Like, I was like nine and it was a tough steak. There are good qualities to this guy. It seems like he wants to take care of you, but yeah, you're right. This is a step too far. Let's throw it off to the listeners.
We'll see what they say about it. Hold on the line. Just keep on listening, Stephanie, and we'll have our listeners help you out with this one, okay? And we'll come right back.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course.